from NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Military researchers say a new study suggests a surprising number of soldiers suffer concussions not only on the battlefield, but during training here in the U.S. These mild traumatic brain injuries come from taking classes in hand-to-hand combat. The study looks in part at soldiers at Fort Hood in Texas, one of the Army's main bases. NPR and ProPublica have obtained the preliminary findings, and they suggest that on average, during the 9-month study, one soldier got a concussion in those classes every other day. The researchers say they need more evidence to know just how big the problem is, but these early findings raise questions about whether this training hurts some troops more than it helps them. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling has our story.
This is a relatively small study. Researchers say they looked at classes in hand-to-hand combat at Fort Hood with roughly 2,000 soldiers, and they haven't finished the study yet. But here's why the findings already raise red flags. The researchers found that almost 6% of the soldiers in those classes reported they had been struck in the head, and they were suffering symptoms that the Pentagon says signal mild traumatic brain injuries. The soldiers were confused, disoriented, and they were nauseous. They had headaches and balance problems. And now, put that 6% in perspective. Army spokesmen say that more than 100,000 soldiers took hand-to-hand combat last year at bases across the country. The classes are called combatives. Many hundreds of thousands have taken combatives over the past decade. The researchers don't know if other bases have the same problem. But if Fort Hood is typical, it could mean that thousands of soldiers who went to war had recently suffered concussions from their training. Does this suggest that some soldiers went to war actually already impaired by the concussions they got during the combatives course?
Yeah, it does.
That's the director of neuroscience research at the National Rehabilitation Hospital in Washington, D.C. Alex Dromrick has done studies on brain injuries with the military. He didn't work on this new study on concussions, but we told him the findings. And Dromrick says they raise a troubling scenario. Say a soldier gets a mild traumatic brain injury in combatives class here in the United States. Then he or she goes to Iraq or Afghanistan, and they get another concussion in an explosion.
Just like those football quarterbacks seem to get more and more vulnerable as they get more and more concussions. They get slower. They're more likely to get tackled. The same thing can happen in the military situation where a person's response times are slowed. Their reasoning may not be as good. So they are just more vulnerable to add-on injuries.
Dromrick says, remember, more than 1 million civilians in the U.S. get concussions every year doing things like riding bicycles or playing soccer, and most of them appear to recover. He says, on the other hand, some don't recover. So, if soldiers go to war after they've suffered concussions and training, and they don't realize they have cognitive damage, they could put their whole unit at risk.
If there's a soldier, a warfighter, on the battlefield, members of their unit need to be able to count on them accomplishing the role that they have in that particular unit. If they can't count on that person, then the safety of everybody else involved is affected.
Combo 2, get ready!
Get ready!
Begin! Begin!
We wanted to see combatives classes at Fort Hood. That's where the researchers collected a lot of their evidence. And we called more than a dozen times to ask for permission. Spokesmen at the base didn't return our calls. But commanders at another base said, come on down. So we went to Fort Benning in Georgia. That's where they train instructors who teach combatives.
There you go, fill them out. Use that jab. Use that jab.
They hold the classes in an old gym. Thick blue and green mats cover the floor. At the moment, 10 pairs of soldiers are sparring. They're wearing black shorts, khaki t-shirts, boxing gloves, and helmets.
Fire that jab up with a cross! Fire that jab up with a cross!
Trainers keep circling the fighters, coaching.
Don't leave with your head. Leave your head again and we're going to have problems.
The Army's been teaching different versions of hand-to-hand combat, off and on since World War I. They designed the modern course about 10 years ago. It's a hybrid of boxing and kickboxing and various martial arts. In one exercise, half the soldiers work on twisting their hips just right so they can kick.
Make sure you turn that hip in there when you throw that non.
The other soldiers work on blocking them.
So when he fires his kick, my check comes in, and I plant my foot back down so I can come with that power cross afterward. All right, anybody have any questions? All right, go drill it.
Most of the student instructors in this class have fought in Iraq or Afghanistan or both. And they say they never saw any battles where soldiers actually fought hand to hand. Instead, they used this training kind of like a policeman would. For instance, Nkosi Campbell was leading a unit one day in Iraq. He says they detained a couple men along the highway. They suspected they were planting bombs. And suddenly, the detainees rushed a soldier and tried to escape.
And as soon as they rushed him, I mean immediately, they did the little modified seatbelt. It's kind of where the guy rushed him. He pushes his arm up and over. It's kind of hard to explain. I can show you. But it's really nice. Took the guy down. I mean, for a sergeant first class to sit back and see his Joes utilize something in training, in real life, I was impressed.
Military researchers say they've always known that soldiers who go through combatives training occasionally get hurt. But until recently, a lot of military officials didn't take concussions seriously. Then came Iraq and Afghanistan. Press reports and studies suggested that thousands of soldiers who suffered concussions had trouble thinking and using judgment and remembering. And Army researchers wanted to develop a reliable test that can diagnose these injuries. So last summer, they went to Fort Hood and a few other bases to try to find soldiers who had concussions so they could try out different tests. And the researchers were struck how fast they found test subjects in combatives class. Harvey Watson says, just watch soldiers doing the punch and clinch drill, and you'll see why some soldiers get concussions.
The punch and clinch drill is one of the basic training sessions, if you will, in early combatives training.
Watson is a psychologist and a retired colonel. He's doing field research for this Army study. He says when you start the punch and clinch drill, two soldiers face each other on a mat.
One wears a pair of boxing gloves and the other has no gloves but has to defend him or herself against the person that punches.
The defender is supposed to learn how to pin the attacker's arms or clinch them before the attacker can hurt him. But Watson says when the trainer shouts, "Begin!" some students get pummeled.
You know, image this guy, 6'2 or 6'3, who weighs 210 pounds, who's given the word to punch. The clincher, who's a woman of 5'3 or 5'4, 120, 130 pounds, you know, he's smacking her pretty good in the head. I was kind of surprised because I have my oldest daughter, who's now 39 years old, spent 5 years in the Army, and I just sat there wondering what this would have been like for her, as tough as she is. Anyway, that concerned me.
Watson says they're still analyzing the evidence.
I can tell you that it appears as if women in those kinds of drills become concussed percentage-wise more often than men.
The researcher who's leading this study, Michael Russell, wouldn't give us an interview. He said he wants to wait until it's finished. Brain specialists like John Corrigan say that most soldiers in combatives classes are right in the age range he worries about because kids are especially vulnerable to concussions.
And you may think I'm referring to children, and I am, but many of our service members are young people with still developing brains.
Corrigan hasn't worked on the combative study, but he's consulted to the military on other brain injury projects. He's a researcher at Ohio State University. Corrigan says evidence suggests that once you suffer one concussion, you're more prone to get injured by another.
You know, I consider an 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old brain to still be developing, so we would want to be concerned about concussions for them. But anywhere that you have regularly occurring concussions, it would really make sense to look at how can I reduce or eliminate that.
The Army officer who's funding the study on concussions agrees. Colonel Carl Castro.
People originally thought that you could harden someone by, you know, sort of toughing them up. But in point of fact, what it does, if anything, it primes them. It makes them more susceptible to follow-on concussions.
Castro runs the Military Operational Medicine Research Program. It's based at Fort Detrick, Maryland. Castro says he can't say yet whether the Army should revamp the combatives courses. He wants to see the final study.
And then make recommendations based on scientific findings. If you have a concussion, that's going to degrade your performance and degrade your readiness, and we're very concerned about both of those things.
Back at Fort Benning, officers say they've already changed the way they train, partly to minimize concussions.
This is their actual bouts now to where they can implement all the techniques they've learned.
James Hansen is the master trainer at Fort Benning. He teaches the student instructors. Hansen says they used to have boxing matches here every Friday, but they halted them for safety's sake just last year. He says now they let the soldiers rest more between fighting drills. They mix in more wrestling and kicking, which aren't exactly harmless, but Hansen says it reduces the number of concussions.
If I tell you, hey, we're only going to punch each other in the head, then we're only going to punch each other in the head. But when I say, hey, now we can kick anywhere on the body, instead of a minute and a half of just swinging at your head, it's a minute and a half of, hey, I can kick at your legs and throw some punches at your body, and it's no longer, hey, I'm just going to punch you in the head.
And the commanders say they keep warning the students, look out for traumatic brain injuries.
Come back in so you guys can get your head injury briefed.
The soldiers are about to break for the day, but first they sprawl on the mats.
Right.
Hansen stands before them, and he runs down a checklist. It says one of the warning signs is a simple headache.
Make sure your spouses, significant others, or your buddies see this also, all right? It's not like trying to be tough and I got a headache, I'm going to fight through it. If you have any type of headache or anything like that, let somebody know.
Researchers on the concussion study say so far, their observations suggest that these combatives classes at Fort Benning are safer than the ones at a base like Fort Hood, although they need more evidence to confirm that. Hansen's still going down the checklist.
Immediately seek the attention of a combatives instructor or physician if you have any of these symptoms. Your nausea or vomiting, unusual drowsiness, confusion and inability to concentrate, blurred vision or double vision.
Researchers say the challenge preventing brain injuries is every base is different. Every combatives course is taught by different instructors. And researchers say everybody has not gotten the message. Even the course at Fort Benning isn't totally safe. Late in the afternoon, two soldiers were sparring. One got kicked in the head. He froze. He looked dazed. He dropped to his knees on the mat. The medic rushed over and shined a light in his eyes and asked him to track his finger. After a couple of minutes, the soldier said, I'm fine, but they told him to go to the clinic for an evaluation. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
Our story was co-reported by Joaquin Sapien of ProPublica.